What's going on? When you remove Magama Talks, you are cleaning yourself of poison. You remain pure. Even a snake removes its old scales so that it can grow a new one, and it remains stronger.
But in this case, Mr. Mongwana, it seems as if these suspensions and expulsions are becoming the order of the day in the party. What do you think?
They are not the order of the day. It's a continuation of the cleansing process. You don't do it at once. You do it slowly, but surely.
And don't you think that this Gamma Talks issue is getting too far, maybe?
No, it's not getting too far. It's getting finished.
What do you mean?
We are cleansing ourselves and we remain stronger after removing the bad apples. It's one thing to continue with a wrong thing with you in the process of trying to maintain what is so-called stability. Then at the end of the day, you find out that you actually are in a worse position. We don't want to go through the Tsvangirai scenario where every 3 years there's a rebellion from inside that weakens you. So remove them before they rebel. And so, then that way you become stronger. We are strategists at politics in Zambia.
So, but is this not weakening the party?
Do not forget that we are the first party to fire their own president in the form of Darling Stole. And that way the revolution even became stronger. When we fired Darling Stole, the party became stronger. Zanla became stronger and we liberated the country without. That is the character of ZANU-PF. It doesn't tolerate nonsense. It gets stronger when it removes its bad apples.